Next item on our calendar is Everett Alfred Chandler, case number 972186. Justice Dresnik will be joining us. We're waiting for Justice Dresnik to... We're here on the motion of relator. So relator, you may see. Vizinelli?
Yes, this is Diana Nelli, and I represent the Later Disciplinary Company. Our motion is based on the fact that Mr. Chandler was suspended in April 1988 and appeared in desperate municipal court in July 1998. He was suspended in April 1998 and appeared in July in desperate municipal court. 1998 and represented Mr. Wattman and the defendant. We believe this to be a violation of the indefinite suspension order. If there are no questions, then.
Do you know whether Mr. Chandler has returned his certificate to the court as he was ordered to do and filed the affidavit stating that he's complied with all the conditions of his indefinite suspension?
Your Honor, I checked the document in this case and it does not so indicate.
So that matters before us also. He's in contempt for that as well.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Smith?
In the police court, I'm Lloyd Smith on behalf of the defendant, Mr. Chandler. I've written my support that Mr. Chandler is present here pursuant to the warrant for his arrest. The information I have suggests that Mr. Chandler did visit the Victor Municipal Court with a friend, Mr. Watson, but at no time represented to the court that he was representing Mr. Watson in a matter, as I've come to learn, involving a domestic relations incident.
Was he fully aware at that time that he was under indefinite suspension?
Yes.
He had received notice, so that...
Yes. I can believe in checking the document back for the court. He never had an appearance in the court for Mr. Watson.
Was there some reason that he's not responded to our show cause orders? I mean, here we had to have him arrested, put in jail, and he posted bond. He's been ordered more than once to show cause why he hasn't complied with our order. Do you know why he didn't?
I believe I can address this, Mr. Justice. I believe it relates to the turning in of the certificate of admission. He had advised the court at an earlier time, I believe in 1996, that he was unable to locate the certificate. I guess he has been in practice for over 40 years, and with the change of office, the move, location, of residence, one may misplace things, and I believe this is the situation where he's misplaced the certificate to practice and submit to the court that it's just not available. As it relates to the failure to file the affidavit of compliance under a prior order in 1996, Mr. Chandler had filed such an affidavit indicating that he was no longer maintaining clients, taking clients in. He felt that having advised the court in 1996 that he was no longer practicing or engaging in a practice of law, that when the court required an affidavit in 98, that it was redundant and felt that the court was aware of the fact that he had previously filed that affidavit of noncompliance and didn't feel that it was necessary.
Because he had not between 96 and 98, he had not been practicing under the former sanctions.
That's correct. He had not been practicing since 1995.
Was he suspended for the whole time?
Yes, he has.
Okay. I thought that the prior discipline had expired, and we imposed additional discipline. No?
No, it had not.
Counselor, whether he did or didn't appear at the Bedford Municipal Court appears to be some matter of dispute. The record seems to indicate pretty clearly that he did. But in any event, I'm concerned now. He obviously has been a person of good practice and character up to now. He's not practicing anymore, is he?
No, he's not.
I mean, he understands what the order means and says?
Yes, he does.
And is there any intention of ever seeking to come back?
Yes, there is, Your Honor. I've been in police court. There are some matters that this court has required that will have to be addressed as it relates to his readmission. He's been working diligently toward maintaining the continuing legal education credit hours mandated, as well as has had a hardship as it relates to an outstanding reimbursement that this court has ordered. With the assistance of counsel, we will probably address this court on that issue at a later date. I believe that if my client has an opportunity to allow the system to work, that he will be able to come back into the role as a practicing attorney.
Okay, now would you tell me again, in response to the Chief Justice, why he was not able to respond to the show cause? Cause orders?
The order that required his appearance here in July of this year had arrived at such a time where he was unable to be here physically because he takes care of his father, who is 99 years old. He's also raising his daughter, who is 11, and he was unable to find a care provider for those parties in order to be here at that time.
Were you involved in the case at all at that point?
No, I wasn't actually.
When were you brought into the case? To come here today?
I had done some work with Mr. Chandler at an earlier time in the 96 matter. Thought it had been resolved, and when I learned that it had not, and that the warrant had been issued, I knew it was time for me to get back to law.
The reason I ask, sir, is because we have to make a decision with regard to this, and it's sad to see him even have to be here. And once we make this decision, the question becomes what penalty, if any, should be imposed. Do you have a recommendation with regard to that? Supposing we find that there's clear contempt on the violation of the show cause.
Your Honor, I would submit to the court that at this time, Mr. Chandler is completely relying on his Social Security as a source of income. He is maintaining a house in the household, his father and his daughter. I would say that the nominal fine in the amount of $1 would be sufficient if you were to find that you were in contempt. I would submit to the court that not believe that he's in contempt of the board in violation of the order. I don't believe he's ever signed anything in the Bedford Municipal Court as representing Mr. Watson, nor presented a card holding himself out as an attorney representing Mr. Washington.
But he clearly knows that that can't be done under the circumstances that he finds himself today.
Your Honor, I've explained that to him. The vigor of making this trip down here to Columbus, and I think he well understands it.
You had a little prayer meeting with him.
I believe that's one way of describing it.
Okay. Is there any other thing we're going to hear from any other place that he's appeared like this?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, thanks.
To the best of your knowledge, I see what you want to say.
To the best of my knowledge, and may it please the court, I've had that Come to Jesus meeting, as Mr. Justice has indicated, and I believe that's a fact.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller? Matter submitted. You will be advised of our opinion. Thank you.